Baba Basra Dach Nun Zayin Amud Beis, page 57, side B. But here in our Mishnah that says that placing the behemoth is not considered a chazokah, but placing the mechitza for the behemoth is considered a chazokah. B'chatzar hashut finaskinon. We're dealing over here in a yard that belongs to partners. So that one of the partners in the yard placed his animals in the yard for 3 years, and the other partners did not protest. So therefore, the halacha is that placing the behemoth is not considered to be a chazokah, even though the yard is not designated for this, because the behemoth kedila kopti, because placing the behemoth alone, the partners don't care one another until the time that one of them will need that place. And therefore, the use of one of the partners during 3 years isn't considered to be a chazokah, even though that the other partners did not protest. However, amechitza kobdi, but for making a wall in the yard, that the partners do care. And if one of the partners makes a mechitza and they didn't protest, the other partners didn't protest, that is evidence that he has done so with their permission, and that's a chazokah. So they want to ask about Mother Kedila Kabdi, and just by placing alone, the partners do not care to put in their putting down the animal in their yard. In the yard, but we learned in the Dorim Mehayim at Beis, it says Hashutofim Shenodra No Zemizeh, partners who vowed that they're not going to benefit one from another. So it turns out that each one of them is prohibited for them to benefit from the assets of his friend. So both of them, asurim lekonis lechotzer, they are both prohibited to enter into the yard which belongs in partnership to them. So from this Mishnah we see that the nature of partners is to care even of stepping into the yard. Because if it was not their usual way to care, so then this would be considered as if each partner gave up his yard to the other partner so that they can walk in there, and then they would be permitted to go into the yard. But since they are particular even on this, for sure they would be particular not to place any animals in their yard. So the question is that he holds that the partners don't care about placing the behemoths without making the mechitza. So the Gemara comes and answers another way. But says Rav Nachman, name of Rav Barabu, Hocha, that our Mishnah that says that placing the behemah is not considered to be a chazoka, but placing a mechitza for the behemah is considered a chazoka, is berechava shel achayde botim askinon. This is talking about the area which is behind the houses we're dealing with. The behamoda kedila kabdi, because placing the behemah alone, the people are not particular, and therefore placing the behemoth there is not considered a chazokah, but a mechitza kabdi. But on making a mechitza, which is high ten tefachim, people are particular, and therefore placing the mechitza for the behemoth is considered a chazokah. But in the yard, which is in front of the houses, there they need empty space to going in and going out to their homes, and therefore even placing a behemoth alone would be considered a chazokah. Rapap and Rabino, they both are going to learn, like we said before, that the Mishnah is talking about Chotzer HaShutfim. And they're going to answer the question in the Dorim. Rav Papa Omar, Rav Papa says, Idi v'idi, well, both our Mishnahs, our Mishnah here and the Mishnah in the Dorim, are talking about Chotzer HaShutfim. They're talking about the yard of the partners that is in front of the houses. But there is no norm, there's no rule in this. V'ikot kapit. There are partners that are particular, one another, by placing a behemoth and the objects in their yard, even without making mechitza, you could look up it. And there are those that are not particular by placing alone. And therefore, with regards to monetary issues, to say, with regards to the allowing the use of each one of the partners in a yard without the other ones, permission or the other one's knowledge, we go lekula, we're lenient, which means although we're prohibited to use our friend's money, another person's money without permission, but over here it's permissible for the partner to use the yard which belongs also to his friend without his permission. because we're going to be lenient. We're going to say that the shutfim partners are not particular about placing a behemah in the yard. And therefore, that means that there's no chazokah by using this, because the second one can argue to the one who's holding on, I'm from those people that don't care on these uses, and therefore I didn't protest. And only if you can prove that I'm from those that care, then you'll be have a chazokah. But gabe yisura, with regards to the prohibition of chumra, yisur der isa, when it's a prohibition of the Torah, we go more stringent. And therefore, when we're in a suffix, we need to be more stringent. Therefore, in the Mishnah of the Dorim, that there is a suffix isur of lo yachal dvore, that he should not make his words weakly by transgressing his promise. So we are machmir, and we say, maybe this partner is from those that care, and therefore, both of them are prohibited to enter into the yard. Ravina Omar, Ravina says, La'olam le'kopti, that in, I'll tell you that it's the partners don't care about stepping. However, and what we learned in the Gemara Nedarim, that it is prohibited to enter into the yard, Hamani Rabbi Lazar, the one who learned this mission is Rabbi Lazar, who is very stringent in Nedarim, and he prohibits to one who has been excluded from having an honor from his friend, he tells him that he can't have any anor, even something which is not anor at all. Even not much of anor. The Tanya, we learn the Braisa. Rabbi Lezer says, Afilu Vitor. Even, we should say, like, where it would be the usual way, the seller is Mevater, he forgives, he forgoes on the sale. Like he adds to the buyer a little bit of his when he sells him, he adds a little bit from his own, and he doesn't care. Asur b'mudar hanoa, but if the buyer is one who has mudar hanoa, so he's not gonna have hanoa from the seller, because since this addition is considered to be as a gift, so he's not allowed to give him, he's not allowed to take any extra from the seller. So therefore, the Mishnah Nedarim holds like Rabbi Lazar, prohibits the shutef, the partner who has been mudar hanoa, to enter into the yard of the shutfim, even though they don't care about stepping of the foot, just like he gives them away the extra, the seller gives the extra, but he can't take it. Same thing is, he's not allowed to go in there. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Meshum Rabbi Banoa, Rabbi Yochanan says, name Rabbi Banoa, the Gemara is going to explain now different aspects which the partners can hold one another back. So Rabbi Yechaz and Rabbi Noah, Bakoil Shutofim Me'akvim, in all uses that are permanent in the yard, the partners can hold one another back. So if one wants and the other one doesn't want to do so, the second one can stop him not to use by himself, since he is taken away from the space of the yard. Chutz Min HaKvisim, with the exception of washing. The Chacham instituted that every partner has the right to wash in the yard, and the other one cannot prevent it, because Shein Darkon Shel Bnei Yisrael is Bazis Al HaKvisa, because it's not the custom of the daughters of Israel to be degraded by washing by the river, because they're not able to guard themselves properly on the modesties during that time. The Gemara brings a statement with regards to women who are standing on the river to wash. It says in the Pasuk Yishayahu Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Yudal Tezvov, Mi yogur lonu eish eichelo, the bus begins, which means, who can merit yogur to live with Hashem, who's an eish eichelo, who's a fire that consumes. So it says, the Pasuk says, Hoylech tzedakis, one who goes with righteousness, ve'oitzem einov me'ra'oiz berah, and one who closes his eyes from seeing evil. The Gemara explains the end of the pasuk. Ve'oitzem means that he closes his einov me'ra'oiz berah from looking at bad. Amar Rabbi Bar Abba. So Rabbi Bar Abba says this verse there is said about a person she mistakel benoshim, that he doesn't look at the women b'shoh she'im deis ala kvisa, while they're standing at the river and washing. because then they are not able to guard themselves properly under modesty during that time. So the Gemara asks, in what way does the pasuk, the verse, praise him if he closes his eyes? And it seems that if he doesn't close his eyes, he's not a tzaddik and not a rasha. If there is another way to go, and he specifically goes on the edge of the river, so even if he closes out Rashi, he's still evil, because he should have distanced himself from the Aveda and gone in another way. But in the Pasuk it says that one who closes his eyes can see the Chosid. If there is no other way, and he has to go by the river, and he looks there as while he's walking, onusu, then he is an oinus. It's against his will, no choice. And the Torah has exempted the person who's an oinus, and he doesn't have to close his eyes. From the fact that the pasuk, the verse, praises the one who closes his eyes, it seems that he should do so. The Gemara says, "La'ilom deleko darka chrida." To truth of the matter, there is no other way, and he has to go that way. And still, he is required, he needs to force himself and to turn his eyes to the side that there is no women. And that's why the pasuk praises him, that if he did so, he's considered a chosid. Since the Gemara brought down the statement of Rabbi Noah, the Gemara brings further statements in his name. Rabbi Yochanan asked the question of Banoah, Chaluk shetamid chachom keitzat. A shirt of a Talmud Chacham, how does it need to be seen? So Rabbi Noah said, Kol sheim besori nirim betachtuv. As long as there's no flesh that can be seen underneath it, in other words, that the shirt needs to be long until the foot, so that they should not see even his feet when he's walking barefoot. Further, Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Noah, Talis, that's a kind of a coat that the goes on top of the other garments that he dresses, shel tamid chachamim, of tamid chachamim keitzad. How does it need to be seen? Rabbi Noah said, kol she'en chalukin nirim betachtov tefach, that the talis should be long so that the shirt that's underneath the talis shall not be seen more than a tefach. Further, Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Noah, shulchan shel tamid chacham keitzad. How does a table of a talmid chacham need to be seen? So he told him, shnei shlishi, two-thirds of the width of the table in the side of those who are eating should be covered in gdil with a cloth, so that the people who are eating can wipe their mouth with the cloth and to put upon it the bread. Ushlish, and a third, the outer third, which is not at the side of the people that are eating, Goloi is open, and on that you place the koris v'yerek, the plates and the vegetables. In other words, that it's fitting that the table should be open to place on there the plates and the cups and the vegetables, so that they should not make the cloth dirty, and the food should not be degraded. Vitabatari, and the ring of the table, that was the usual way to make at the edge, so that they can hang something on the table, so that they can hang the table on, and when they finish the meal, so they hang the table up, so there's a ring to it. So that should be mibachutz, that should be in the outside of the side of the people that are eating. The Gemara asked Vatanya, but we learned in the Braise that tabatoi, that the ring of the table needs to be mifnim, needs to be on the side of the people that are eating. And the Gemara asked Lekashi. So that's the question. Ha, when the Rabbi Noah says that the ring should be on the outside, that's talking about the Ika Yinuka, that there is a child that sits next to his father on the side of the table. So then you shouldn't put the ring on the inside, so that the child should not play and turn the table over. But ha, when they say that it's on the ring is on the inside, it's the leka yinuka. There's no child in the house, and he's not going to make it on the outside, so that the servant that goes next to the table should not stumble over it. Further answer, another answer, both of the Braisa and the statement of Mamno is talking about Leka Yinuka, there is no child. Veloi Kashi, this is not a question. This that we learned that Tabaita Bifnim, that the ring's on the inside, it's talking about the Ika Shamoa, that there is a servant during the meal. So then you have to give it on the inside so that the servant should not stumble over it. But when Rabbi Noah says that you put it on the outside, is Leka Shamoa, there is no servant, and therefore it's better to do it on the outside, place the ring on the outside, because if it's going to be on the inside, it's going to be, the place is going to be narrow, and that's going to hurt the people who are having the meal. Further answer, Ibo Yisema, if you want to tell you that Havaha, whether in the Braisa, the memory of Rabbi Noah, it's talking about the Ika Shamo, that there is a servant, and it's also talking about that there is no child, Lakashi is not a question. Habi Imama, this is talking during the daytime. Rabbi Noah said that the ring should be on the outside, is talking about the daytime, so that the servant can be careful, and therefore he should do it on the outside, not in the inside, because the place is narrow and it damages those who are eating. But how belayla, but here at the nighttime, and when it says in the Braise that the tabas, the ring is on the inside, it's at the nighttime, the servant cannot be careful, and he is bound to trip over the ring, and that's why you have to make it bifnim. So the Rabbi Noah continued, and he said, "B'shalam ha'aretz daimen, the table of an ha'aretz is similar."